this dude right here, we were supposed to be going on at 4:30, and he is just, what's up? Can you hear me, you fucking punk ass?
Can you hear me, you fucking punk ass?
Dude, you're not, dude, what the fuck? Wait, 4:30.
Bro, hey, listen, I want to tell the people, and I'll tell you too. I guess I owe all of y'all fuckers an apology. So as I'm walking in, I'm amped to do the show. I'm loving YouTube Shorts. I'm loving the idea that this isn't a waste of time. I'm loving it. And I call my beautiful wife. She answers the phone. She says, dude, you're going to be so happy when you get home, for I have cleaned the house. And my heart, bro, my heart fucking leapt from my chest. Thank you, God. And I'm sitting there going, yes, dude, what a fucking day. What a time to be alive. Clean house, beautiful family. Going to do this podcast with my brother. And I walk in the door and she goes, everything is fucked up right now. Everything is fucked up. And I go, what's up? And Rocky pissed, shitted, and puked in three different places the second I opened the door.
I mean, I didn't see it. But I believe it.
All right. What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of I Didn't See It, But I Believe You. I'm Doug.
I'm Joel, and this is episode 169.
Another wacky, wacky episode with Joel and Doug. Well, that's funny because this morning I was like, you're talking about the shorts? I'm like, hey, Amanda, look at my phone. And I was like on the couch and she grabs my phone. I'm like, look how many views Joel just got. And then she looks at it and goes to give it back to me and drops it on my face. And maybe I said a few things I shouldn't have. I got blood all over my face. And I'm like yelling at her. And she's like, I'm getting tired of the way you're talking to me. And I'm like, I'm in fucking pain.
What'd you say to her?
Oh, God. I called her an a-hole.
I mean, hey, she earned it. You could tell her I said she earned it.
Did not mean to do it. And it was like a whole awkward morning. Anyways, good coffee.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. What's on your shirt? Because I'll tell you what it looks like to me. It looks like Tusk.
The movie?
Yeah.
It is not. It's Integrity, the band.
Oh, that's sick.
At their show.
Is the top of it supposed to be mountains?
It's a good question, Joel. I don't think so.
It's fascinating to look at. Comment below what you think is on Doug's shirt, and we'll pick the best answer on next week's episode.
Now. Okay, go ahead.
I was saying, by the way, to anybody who's new to the show, welcome. Thank you for being here. Saw we had some new subscribers on the YouTube. I know we got some new eyes on the YouTube and shit. So if you're new here, welcome. I'm Joel. This is Doug. We're going to show you a good time. We're going to have sex with you via the internet. So get ready. You know?
Did you know that Canada has one of the world's smallest desserts?
Yeah, did you know Canada has the world's smallest pee-pee? on average,
they're the smallest.
Yeah, on average per capita, they call it the no inch north because everybody's sub 1 inch.
Canada has the largest, but they come packing a wallop with the largest tree is over 2,000 years old in Canada.
Hey, I might have made a mistake. I forgot to turn on echo cancellation. Is that going to be a problem after this is done?
You're not echoing in my ears.
Okay, cool. I just didn't know because I usually turn it on beforehand and it won't let you turn it on when you record.
Is it echoing on your side?
No.
I mean, I don't know what we're doing, but I'm pretty sure you got it figured out.
I got it figured out, baby.
What episode is this? I'm sorry I said record. I have things to do, Joel, and you just like decided this to come.
I'm sorry.
Barging I'm sorry. In and blaming
it's
it on
169.
Your
Are you? Sure. I'm double checking. It is. No, it's 170. Guys, I'm sorry. It's 170. Nice.
You do have radio host energy today, which is great. Like 95.1, the beat. You know,
you're listening to The Eagle, number one in Dallas pop and rock.
The smoothest jazz in South Texas, 99.2K2Z, The Jam.
The Jam. Dude, there's this trailer that just dropped for a movie with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon called Air. And it tells the story of the dudes at Nike who decided to link up with Michael Jordan to make the Jordan Airs. Okay. Yeah. So it got me thinking, have you seen the video? It's, I mean, obviously it's old as fuck, but it's the ref dick sucking Michael Jordan on the court. Like,
yeah,
dude, that is crazy. If for those who haven't seen it, Michael, let me pull it up.
It's very similar to the name of this podcast.
Yeah, 100%. It actually fits the name of this podcast to a T. Let's see here. It's fucking hysterical, dude. And I just saw it for the first time. Oops, I put Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yeah. He's not even on the
board. The name of this came from, but it is very. He's like, I didn't see it, but I believe it, Michael.
It's so good. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Michael, he never. But I believe you.
He did.
I saw one. I saw the one hand. Michael, he never.
I don't know what's up with that. It won't. It keeps lagging up on me. Okay, there we go.
Michael, he never. But I believe you.
God damn it! All right. Well, that ain't gonna work. So never mind. What happens in the video is Michael tells him he touched me with two hands, and the ref goes, "I didn't see two hands, Michael. I didn't see two hands, but I believe you."
Michael. What website were you pulling that up from?
I think that was like ESPN.
Why didn't you fucking pull it up on YouTube?
Oh, shit. Good idea. All right, let's go.
Oh, this site isn't working. It's like, yeah, because it looked like ebombsworld.com.
Oh, that was rotten.com?
is rotten.com still a thing?
Probably. I think for a while there was this website called like Space Dicks or something like that. and it was like the really fucked up like videos from Rotten and stuff. But I'm honestly not sure. Here we go. I'm honestly not sure if that site's up anymore or not. I kind of want to see, but maybe not on air. Okay, here we go.
Hit to the cove. Michael, I didn't see your hands on him, Michael. But I believe you. But I believe you. I only saw the one hand on.
Dude, God, take it out of your mouth, ref. Holy fuck.
Dude, that's so weird. I mean, speaking of Michael Jordan, but like his right hand man and like winning all those championships was Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Do you know that Scottie Pippen's now ex-wife is dating Jordan's son?
Fuck no, for real? The kid from Space Jam?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's all grown up now.
Damn, she's got to be in her 60s, eh?
I don't know if you understand how marriage works.
Hey, how does the marriage work?
Joel, I mean, you married somebody much younger than you. So, I mean, it's
much younger. She's 5 years younger. She's 13. She's 12, 11 years younger than me. She's five. She's 5 years younger than me. She's not five. You can't marry a 5 year old. Like, I checked.
It's, and yes,
it's, you can't do that. Don't
marry 5 year olds.
I checked. You can't do that here.
No, yeah, like, let's look it up. Like, yeah, Michael Jordan's. How do you spell Mike? Michael's always a weird one to smell.
To smell. Yeah, he smelled bad.
Michael Jordan's baby boy.
Baby bird. Dude, my parents love that video. They called me. They're like, I saw that video, baby bird, that Doug posted. It's hilarious. So cute. I'm like, what?
Baby bird. Okay, so here it is. Let me get it for you. Share. I love how technically savvy we are, Jolie.
God damn it, I meant to mute. That's an idea. Yeah, it's up. Or okay, it's coming. So yeah. We're good.
I mean, this is a gossip magazine, so I figured it knows better than anybody. Right?
How do you say that? When I want hard hitting news, I go to Us Weekly.
Carson Pittman and Michael Jordan's son Marcus are dating inside their cuddled up outing in New York. I almost read that whole thing without one slip up. Aren't you? I'm proud of myself.
Really proud of you, but I want to stop for a second because she was married to Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. She's 48 years old.
How do you know
she
that?
She looks fucking phenomenal. Because I can read, motherfucker. It was just on the screen. It says she's 48. Bro, what's that made of, do you think?
What? Her body?
Her whole thing. There's no way she's fucking net, bro. You seen that video where they asked that dude in the gym? Is that all natty or nah? That's all natty or nah?
Isn't that guy make his whole thing off of that guy's whole channel is natty or not, right?
I've only seen the one where have you seen the one that's viral right now where they ask that massive yoke dude with no hair and a beard, natty or non? He goes, bro, I'm 22 years old. Do you think this is natural? Whoa, fuck, bro. That shit made me feel sad. Cause like, if you're into it, then I guess that's one thing, but man, dude, imagine at 22 years old, you give yourself old age just to get yoked. You know?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
let me ask you a question, man. Do you think people should work out as heavy as they work out? Or do you think that we're like overboard with the workout culture?
I don't work out. I mean, I don't work out very often. I run a lot. That's about it. And I don't do enough.
But that's okay. I want to be clear. I'm not shit talking anybody who. Though, like, when you see this dude, I mean, I'm sure he's happy, dude. I'm not knocking this dude or anything, but man, it feels like you give away your whole life and your looks and everything to do this. And it's like, so watch this video. Hold on. I'm not even hating. I think this is cool as shit, but he's not natty. Like, he's straight up like, I'm taking a lot of shit to make this happen. Like, that doesn't that shit really affect you and stuff?
Well, that's you're implying two different things now.
Probably. All right, let's see what he has to say.
Natty or not?
What do you think, bro? I'm 22.
You're 22 years old? Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Damn.
With the beard and going bald.
Well, I was gonna come around and be like, so we're going around interviewing all the natural bodybuilders in the gym.
To me, that's crazy. He's 22 years old, but I more power to him. But to me, I look at that and I'm like, damn, dude, 22. You look 40.
Fucking shit, Joel. We are in no position
to run all the time. You run all the time. You got a beautiful family. You got a beautiful job. I fucking have a beautiful family and a decent job. I do what I love. I have a hobby and a passion. I got two beautiful dogs. What do you mean?
You eat frosting for fucking breakfast.
That was 8.5 years ago. That was so long ago. Let people grow. Eat that shit for dinner now.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, you and I are not healthy whatsoever. Like, I was just like, dude, our diets are atrocious. Like, we don't eat well. We eat fast food multiple times a week. You know what I mean? It's like, and that guy's 22 years old and he's just getting jacked up. Yes. From what I've read and from all the YouTube I watch, anabolic steroids do pay. You have to pay a price.
Yeah, like 50 bucks a pop.
Yeah, like first and foremost, they're expensive as shit, apparently, and you have to pay a price with your heart. But also, doing them at a like as a grown up, like well, as a
he's 22 though, bro.
I know. I'm about to say, well, he's getting young. Like he's pretty young too. But all I'm saying is, he's. I feel like he's doing more to achieve a healthier lifestyle than we are combined.
For sure. No, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. I'm not going to hate on that. I do think his PP probably Canada size though.
I don't think it has to do with your PP. I think it has to do with your balls. I think your balls shrink.
Hey, maybe I should take the steroids. You know, they say, hey, when you, hey, okay, actually, though, here's the
your
thing.
Balls aren't fuck, your balls aren't giant. Your sack's just long.
No, no, my, they said, they actually said when they weighed my sack, they said each one of your testicles weighs the exact amount of one of those hard, those metal balls, the stress balls. They said that I actually have two of those per testy. Let me ask you a question.
Dude, no, hold on. But you're like, you had like the worst fucking, you had like the worst healthcare. The physicians, like your parents, like your doctor's like, weigh your nuts.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's big nuts. Healthy guy.
Good boy. Is it-
Dude, on my first physical, when I had to pull my nuts out for him to cough, for him to cough. When I had to pull my nuts out and he coughed on him, he grabbed my sack and like, you're like 13, you know, so like you're feeling super awkward, right? And you just want to play high school football or junior high football or whatever. Not me, but my parents did, so I had to go get the physical. And so I walk in there and I drop drawers and he goes, "Whoa." I've been thinking about that for 16 years. Was he hitting on me or was he impressed with the size and stature of my satchel?
Dude, I don't know, man. I mean, I've had the pleasure of seeing what you're packing. I must say, I've never seen a sack quite like that, Joel.
Dude, sack is fucking next level. This dude's got the Guinness World Record stretchiest sack. You know what though? Hey, you know what though?
Joel pulled his first time saw Joel's ball sack. I just wow. That's
it. Well, that's the professional thing to say, apparently.
Oh, shit. That's fucking crazy.
I'd love to get my hands on my notes. You know what I mean? Like the notes they write when you're there. So I could, because, ooh, actually. Okay. So I don't know if y'all know this, but if I turn, can y'all tell I got kind of a bird chest? Nah, not really. I used to have a really, really bad bird chest, right? And what a bird chest is when your ribs don't look right, they're all fucked. So your shit sticks out. And, everybody used to make fun of me in junior high. It was like the only thing I ever got bullied about. They would call me third boob. Okay. And you know, it's not
the only thing you got fucking bullied about.
Like actual bullying where they weren't being jokey. Nah, it was that. That was the only thing I ever got bullied for. Like where they were mean. But okay. I mostly accepted all the rest of it. I kind of earned the rest of it. But the third boob thing, I was super self-conscious about it. And I went to that same doctor and he was like, he went, "Yeah, I don't know what that is. It might be a tumor." The fuck, dude? I was fucking shitting stones, bro. And I'm not talking kidney.
One time, Joel. Dude, oh, that's so weird. When's the last time you bled out of an orifice, Joelie?
I don't think you want to know the answer to that question, Doug. Yeah, I don't think the people want to know the answer to that question. I'm going through it right now.
You're bleeding out of your body?
Not out of my body, but the act of releasing food from my body has happened so much in the past 3 days that I'm currently pretty raw down there.
But blood's coming out?
No.
You need to be concerned if it's,
it's from my butt. It's from my butthole, bro. Listen, guys, I had the worst day yesterday. I pooped about 15 times yesterday, solid every time. And I had to tell Doug, I was miserable. He was like, "Show today or show tomorrow." And I was like, "Show tomorrow, please."
You just called me just to tell me about your fucking poops. And I was just, you know, I'm here for you.
I called to see what you were doing the show, and then I told you about my poop so that you were.
Well, the way it sounded was just like you're like, call me 911, and I called you, and you're like, I just pooped three times, and it's the size, you're like, they're size of bricks.
Bricks.
Dude, so, I don't fucking know. You just seem to always be bleeding or something.
No. Oh, I'll tell you what, though. I stubbed my toe, the same toe, four times last week. And then finally I stubbed it on the corner of something metal and it fucking exploded. Like, full on, it shredded open like the Terminator head.
Joel, shut the fuck up,
I'm
dude.
Dead serious, bro. So I had to wrap that shit. Cause I walk around all day at work and shit. And so I keep smashing it into stuff and it can't heal. I keep stubbing it.
Are you relearning how to walk?
No, it's just that I pulled.
You've never been very good at walking. That's true.
No, that's true. Hey, speaking of being bullied, we know this girl named Brittany. I'm not going to say her last name, but she's somebody that was a part of like the scene when we were playing bands and stuff. She's a really cool girl. She lives in Austin now and shit, and she's really sweet and very, very hip. And I actually had not a crush on her, but that thing where you're young and a girl is way cooler than you and you're the same age and you're like, fuck, how did you do that? You know what I mean? Like, she knew all the bands and she knew all the movies and she knew all the stuff. So I was like, this chick is cool as hell, man. And one time we were walking together in Victoria with a group of people and I'm in front of her and she goes, hey, has anyone ever told you walk like fucking Tommy Pickles from Rugrats? And that was 18 years ago, and I think about it every single time that I start walking. Because he walks like this. Boop, 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 all bow-legged and shit.
No, you walk every day.
I do. I walk every day.
But you start to walk multiple times a day. You know what I mean? So that's what you think about. That's what you engage before every time you take a step.
You ever taken Adderall and gotten really fucking self-conscious about something while you're in public?
Dude, I don't fucking know. I've taken an Adderall and fucking rebuilt my entire fucking room, I feel like.
You have. I mean, like, okay, so I used to have this problem where on day two, which obviously, guys, there shouldn't be a day two. But on day two, I would always start feeling like I was looking at people in the eyes too much. So I would start trying to not look them in the eyes. But the main thing was I couldn't walk. I would be walking down the boulevard in Hollywood, and I would start thinking, you're walking wrong, bro. Everyone around you is looking at how you're walking. And that would make me start walking like, beep, beep, beep. And then you realize, like, I'm prancing. Anyway, so that's the story of why I moved home.
Dude, that's so weird. Like, when I was in the sixth grade, I had, like, there's, like, that one, like, girl that everybody had a crush on, you know what I mean? But, like, now
who was it?
I can't remember. Yes, I do. And but it's like, you're like, you weren't like, there's nothing to even really have a crush on. She was just like there.
Yeah. No, 100%.
And I remember like walking up, like just to be like, and she was like, we were friends, I guess. And so I was walking up. She's like, you know, you walk like a potato.
What does that mean? Potatoes don't walk.
Yeah, so she told me when I was in sixth grade that I walk like a potato.
I wouldn't even know what to think about that. You should have shown her the grandma's tongue.
It hurt my feelings.
Yeah, fuck but yeah. Well, you know what, though? You know what? I know who you're talking about. She's got eight kids, and her husband's in jail. So, you know, live and learn. Hey, do you know what useless... I'm going to shout this place out. I have this list of things that... I've been keeping a digital journal of everything I look at through the week just so I can share with you stuff that I find and, like, share with the customers and shit, stuff that I find. And I am loving this thing that I found. So for those of you who don't know, I have something deep in my heart for animals. It's like my one thing. I had considered becoming a veterinarian or a vet tech, and I like really had wanted to do that at one point, but I get really grossed out by surgery and stuff. So I wasn't able to really pursue that, but I love animals a lot. And, I follow a lot of farm channels where people are raising animals and whatnot. And I found a new one, and it's in Ontario, and I'm fucking living for it. So this woman, she decided, let me see if I can find her name. I don't know her last name, but her name is Amanda. And she actually here, here's the thing about her. Oh no, Amanda, a 38-year-old TikToker. Okay. So anyway, her and her husband, have a farm in Kingston, Ontario that they call Useless Farm, the Useless Farm. And it's all dumb, special animals who can't live correctly, like who run in the walls and shit all day. Just a whole fucking farm of them. And they all have names like Doug and Kevin and William. It's so fucking funny. They got this, they have this goat named Doug. And he keep, or he, I know, he's just goat named Doug, and he eats all the tables in their house. He just chews on the tables. So I'm going to pull up a couple of her videos. They are hysterical, dude. I've been loving this chick, man. Here we go. What's happening? Why is this happening?
I don't know, Joel. You've obviously forgotten how to use the fucking internet in the past fucking 5 years.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. She has delightful animals. I'll leave a link down and below. In below.
You're not going to do shit. If anybody's leaving a link, it's going to be me. I'm getting tired of doing it. No, I'm saying, like, dude, when I write those descriptions and stuff like that, that's like, I'm like, these, nobody reads these. Nobody. I was like, I'm done. I'm not doing them anymore.
Nobody reads them on YouTube, but when they get shared to Spotify and stuff, I feel like you do read them. I read the descriptions on episodes on Spotify, so I don't waste my time. Like of our episodes, when I go back, I'm like, what did we talk about? Hey, let's get spicy for a second. Since we got new customers, let's get spicy. I'm going to talk about the Hogwarts game. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the aggression of choice. I really, really, really agree with everything everyone says about J.K. Rowling. I really do. I think I disagree with her views. I don't want to help this billionaire get 30 extra dollars. However, man, the way people are reacting and treating people playing that game is fucking crazy. I get not wanting people to play it. I totally get boycotting it yourself. I get talking shit about it constantly online. I get all that stuff. And I agree with the viewpoint of, like, somewhere down the line, you are supporting a hateful person. There is a website where you can currently go and type in any streamer's name, and it'll tell you if they have played or owned that game. That's fucking crazy. That's crazy. There were people getting straight up full-on harassed for even having the game on their desktop and people in stream seeing it and stuff. And it's like, I don't know if that's really the way to get the point across. You know what I mean? Like,
it is most certainly not.
It feels really crazy. And it's honestly one of the more disgusting behaviors I've seen from people online recently. And the fucked up thing is, like, for once, and here's the thing, dude, a lot of times people will accuse me of going a little hard on the right and not doing equal to the left. This is nuts. The aggression and the direction that the aggression is being spewed in this case is fucking crazy.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling is a freaking rich fucking raggedy bitch. Yeah. There's no way around that. But the thing is, it's like, you're not going to dictate me or Joel or any of my fucking friends to play a fucking video game about fucking wizards in some make-believe land. Who gives a fuck, dude? It's like, you can make your own characters, make them however you fucking want.
You can have a trans character.
Other than J.K. Rowling literally being the creator of it, I'm pretty sure, and yeah, she's definitely getting paid for this, but it says she has nothing to do with the creative aspects of that fucking game.
Correct.
And they've put so much time, care,
hundreds of developers have worked on it.
Considerations into making it completely inclusive for everybody involved. And if you're gonna let one fucking bad apple spoil the fucking barrel, it's get fucked, dude. Yeah. I don't have the game. I don't really give a shit about Harry Potter, but you're not gonna fucking bully me into not having the choice to play that fucking game.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think, and this is where I fall on it, 100%. I think that okay, to give like an example of how this can go two different ways. If this was, and this is, it's sticky because I don't think I would always stick with this, but I think Harry Potter is, and I know this is disagreed by a lot of people and it will piss a lot of people off, but I do believe that at this point, it's bigger than separating art from the artist. Harry Potter is Lord of the Rings. It's Narnia. It's the Bible. It's one of the most popular books or stories of all time. You're talking about telling people, if you want to be a good person, give up this thing that you loved your entire life, that has no bad qualities, that doesn't say anything bad, that doesn't. And I know we can get deeper into the, like, what was she implying with the bankers and this and that. And I understand that there are some sticky stuff there, but you didn't boycott Universal Studios. You didn't boycott any of the Fantastic Beasts movies. You didn't boycott the re-release of the books. You didn't boycott the illustrated book. You don't boycott the 25th anniversary thing they did on HBO. You boycott this game. To me, it has very strong feelings that remind me of when Gamergate was at its messiest. Gamers are not all pieces of shit. Yet I do feel like in this case, the fact that it's a video game is causing most of the fucking commotion.
Yeah, they have their sight. A lot of people have their sight set on the wrong problem, and it's and I feel like the problem that they have is with J.K. Rowling again. And yes, she is getting fucking. She's getting bread from this. No way around it.
But it's a drop in a hat, I'm sure.
And they put so much effort into making this right. And like, you and I are so pro trans and everybody being included and everybody being treated with respect. And we proclaim this week after week, how everybody needs to be treated with respect and everybody needs to be respected for their choices. And that we all need to learn how to live harmoniously with each other. And if somebody feels they are a certain person in a certain way, we're not here to tell them, no, you're not, because you're born with a dick. It's like, dude, that's not what we're here to do. We're here to make you feel loved and involved and creative and respected and a part of this culture that we're just trying to make better for the next generation next coming up. And so if we're taking all these positive steps forward, and then you in this, and everything is finally feeling right, if a video game is going to make you terrorize somebody just for simply owning it and using it to make a character that they feel is who they truly are and truly represent, and you're like, oh, well, there's some fucking, some Scottish asshole that lives in a fucking castle in the middle of nowhere, and she is still going to keep on paying her mortgage. Guess what? If you buy this game or not, She's set.
Her children are set. Her grandchildren are set. Her whole life is set.
And so you boycotting this is one thing. Go for it. But if you're doing it to, but if it goes beyond boycotting, like you saying, like bullying people out of it, or like literally diving into people's personal lives, getting their desktop, find a website because they own and see if they even downloaded it or even freaking are considering it. It's like, dude, you have become what you don't want to be, and you've gone too far, and you're just, it's just a fucking game, guys.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, well, that's the thing. Like, I was talking to an older guy that I work with who is gay, and he was gay. He's what I like to call a stonewall gay. He's not new to this shit. He's been doing this, and he was there when that shit was not okay and fought for it to be okay. We lived through the AIDS epidemic, lost most of his friends and shit and lovers and whatnot. And fucking he is very adamant currently that through his whole life, he's watched pendulums swing back and forth for all these different things. And every single time the pendulum goes too far, the reaction is worse. And he says, you know, if you take a pendulum to the top, it has to go to the other side's top too. That's inertia. It at least once or twice is going to hit the same peak on the other side. So when you use anger and hate and forcefulness to change people's minds, the pendulum swing means they're going to do the exact same to you. And it's a dangerous game to keep playing with people, especially when we're in an era where it seems like one side is starting to be willing to commit actual violent terroristic acts. I think everyone needs to just chill a little bit on each other. And that being said, though, since we've already pissed off at least 50% of people on either side, let's just real quick. Did you watch the State of the Union?
No.
Oh, my fucking God, Doug. It was hysterical. So this is one of the funniest moments ever in politics. It was genius. So Biden gets up there, right? And he's the Republicans just proposed a bill that would get rid of Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. Okay. And so he on stage said some people on the other side, not all of them, but some of them want to get rid of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. And the real obnoxious loud ones, MTG, Laura Boebert, all of them, they start going, liar! Like they're at a fucking Bill Burr concert or something, right? So he fucking goes, oh, I'm sorry, that's just what y'all said. If that's not what y'all said, then great, we all agree, let's keep it. And everybody starts cheering, and then the Republicans who agree with him start cheering, and then you just see all the fucking people who just claim to not want the opposite of that having to go... And it's beautiful. He walked, dude, for a man that they all think is senile and suffering from dementia, he walked them straight up to the cliff and they pushed themselves off and he did it on the spur. You don't write something like that. He got heckled and he responded by walking the entire conservative party to a cliff and letting them jump off on their own. And get dude, them.
You don't need Joe Biden for that.
No, I know, but it really helps when millions of people are watching it live on TV at the same time. And I just got such a huge kick out of that. I got such a huge kick out of that because, frankly, it's time that we start being pieces of shit back with, like, how we talk. You know what I mean? Like, this taking the high road and be like, oh, you guys are real rascals. Oh, fuck that. Start playing with them. It's funny. It's fucking hilarious. Dark Brandon, let's go. Anyway, how about that balloon? This guy doesn't watch the news. He's like, what fucking balloon?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they shot it down.
They shot it down. But let's talk about A. What do you think about them letting it go across the entire continental U.S.? They saw that shit when it was on the other side of the country.
Not only that, but like, the Chinese government is just, I love that their reaction to it is like, y'all are overreacting.
Well, now like, they're like, hey, give that back. That's ours.
Yeah. They're like, maybe we're supposed to go that far. It's like, I caught, like we lost control of it. It wasn't even supposed to be there.
Daddy, stop, chill. Daddy, like, chill.
You shot my fucking balloon down. It's like, give it back.
That was like, dude. It was a hilarious 2 days because I follow a lot of extremely militant progressive people and a lot of extremely militant conservative people. And the conservative people were a mix of it's spraying COVID all over the country. And why has no one shot down this thing 60,000 feet in the air? And then the progressive side was all going, guys, are we cool with this? Hey, are we cool with this? It was just a bunch of people not wanting to say anything about it, being like, what do you guys think about this, though, low-key? We're all so dumb. We're all so fucking dumb. I was watching Road to Perdition the other night, and there's this quote in it. Michael Shannon, or no, Daniel Craig, rather, has this wonderful quote. If you've never seen Road to Perdition, it's a Sam Mendes movie from 2001 based on a wonderful graphic novel. It's about a father and son. The dad is a leader of the mob, and they're running from the mob who's after them, and they're going across country in the 20s. And in the movie, Daniel Craig is this really slimy guy. And he fucking tells the kid at the beginning, there's all this death and shit happening and they're at a funeral and the kid's realizing how fucked up everything in the family is. And Daniel Craig looks at him and goes, it's all so fucking hysterical. And I've just been thinking that all the time lately. You don't laugh, you'll cry. Joker shit.
Dude, so I'm sorry, but I keep on just thinking about the Harry Potter stuff, man. It's just, I cannot get over that it's that polarizing. It's just too much for me, dude. Like, it's like if I get that game to play with my 5-year-old stepson, canceled. You know what I mean? It's just so unreasonable.
What, you don't teach your kid all about this shit at 5 years old so he can be a political activist before he hits elementary? This shit is wild. I don't give a fuck what my kid wants to do as long as it's not dropping the N-bomb and dragging people behind a car. Like, we're not hateful people. This is wild.
Well, he's definitely like we make sure that he knows that everybody needs to be loved and everybody needs to be respected, no matter who, no matter what orientation.
Putting the troubles and problems of this earth on kids' shoulders is weird to me. Not telling your kids about that stuff. Tell your kids about the world. But I'm saying putting that kind of shit on a kid, don't like this thing that's completely innocuous because the creator is a piece of shit. That feels like something that's hard to explain to a kid.
Yeah, dude. And like yeah, it's just whatever. Whatever.
And I want to be clear. I said that right now about dropping the M-bombs or dragging people behind the car. I know that sounds harsh, but what I'm saying is, like, these are children. They're fucking children. Like, they're not doing these awful things that you're worried about. They're literally, that we're all worried about. Nobody should be, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
We haven't had one of these go off the rails in so long. It's almost refreshing, Joel.
It is refreshing. What the fuck, man? You know what's refreshing? I think it's refreshing to be able to bitch about your own side every once in a while. Frankly, we spend a lot of time complaining about the other side or whatever, like the people who disagree with us. But a lot of times I disagree heavily with the people I agree with. You know what I mean? And it's good to occasionally remind people that everybody can fucking get it, y'all. Nobody's safe. Like, everybody can fucking get it.
It's Oh man. I just, whatever. I don't know. I like kind of just like took all the freaking,
wind out of your sails. Don't worry. I got plenty of stuff for you. So I've got this idea and I want to pitch it to you and to the customers. So here's an idea. You know, all these, so there's and I guess we're kind of guilty of it now too, because we make YouTube shorts. Make sure to check us out. I didn't see it, but I believe you on YouTube. But anyway, there's this whole thing where it's like, all you have to do to get a video to go viral is have two dudes sitting with a microphone in front of their face and then say things like that sound profound as they go back and forth or whatever. But one thing that I've noticed is that there are an awful lot of podcasts that aren't actually podcasts. They're just YouTube channels where they clip like that and then upload them. And they're all the same. They all follow the same formula. Two people of the same sex, one person of the opposite sex. It's kind of funny. It's super safe, but it always is inspiring. At the end of it, it's always about bettering you. How can you better you? Right? So I've got an idea. Instead of trying to be a self-help channel for people, we should make a self-help channel for people setting up self-help channels. So what we'll do is we'll start a YouTube where we'll do these videos where we're like, you know, a lot of people say you can't start a self-help channel until you do the things that you preach. But I believe that what you preach is inside of you. So you write down your steps. You write down your ideas and you go back to that board every single day until you lift yourself to the top, because cream rises to the top. And we're here to make cream, baby.
Let me help you get to the top. Let me help you make cream. Let me inside of you to make cream.
I want a cream inside of you.
Take my cream and rise to the top.
Guys, if you understand what I'm saying, I want you to click that like button. I want you to click that subscribe button. I want you to share this with 5 of your friends, because together we can be foam. We can be foam, guys, all the way at the top. Yeah. So anyway, that's my idea. I think we should make a self-help channel for that. And then after that, we should just put up animal videos. Trick them. Got you, motherfuckers. This is just a video of animals.
That would be great, Joel, but I don't know. I mean, sure. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Man, I'm so sorry. I fucking can't even, I have nothing to talk
about. Doug's so angry about Harry Potter right now. This shit, Doug is pissed. His cheeks are red. For those of y'all just listening, Doug's cheeks are fucking beet red. Steam out there.
It's National Pizza Day.
Bullshit.
I swear to God.
All right. Dude,
look it up. I'll look it up right now. National Pizza Day.
Doug, I have to tell you something. This whole time, for exactly 50 minutes, I've had a one next to the chat. But I just noticed it, and I thought maybe I said something crazy, and you were texting me like, hey, we have to stop the show. So I just been ignoring it. But it was from Riverside.
No, oh, nice. It's so, look. So National Pizza Day, Thursday, February 9th, 2023.
That's today.
That's today.
I mean, let me ask you this. Did you get the day off?
No, I'm about to go. I've been at work and I'm about to go back to work.
Did your mail come today?
It sure did.
Yeah, sure did. Doesn't seem like a real fucking holiday to me. I'm tired of this shit. I'm fucking tired of this shit, bro. Oh, it's National Hug Your Puppy Day. What the fuck are you talking about? It's Tuesday.
No, it's it is my birthday's on President's Day this year.
I'll tell you something. I have all my February babies on an alarm right now. You're the last one on the alarm.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's it? That's all you gotta tell me?
Yeah, well, I just wanted you to know that I knew. I know.
You know everything about me.
I know. I'm not gonna forget your birthday. In fact, a few years ago, I did forget your birthday, and you don't have it listed on Facebook, and you used to not be able to search posts, so I had to get a hold of Donna and be like, this guy's birthday.
What did she tell you?
I don't even know if she actually responded. I think I might have found it on my own. You know she don't talk back.
Because my birthday and her birthday are the same day.
Oh shit, that's rude of me. Damn it, dude. Yeah, I'm always digging myself a hole with Donna. Damn it.
Dude, that's like somebody last year, like I haven't seen in forever. Somebody went to high school with that you would definitely know. Ran into him. He's like, I got his number or whatever, and he like texted me like on my birthday. It's like, hey man, do you mind like just reach out to Donna, see if it's okay if you send me your number or whatever. I'm like, sure. And like it was all, she's like, yeah, send it to him. And I did, and I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, today's her birthday. And he goes, oh yeah, tell her I said happy birthday. I'm like, I just gave you your number.
I just tried to touch you on the screen. That made me laugh so hard, bro.
I'm like, wait a minute, it's my, but you can tell me happy birthday too. But he didn't.
I look forward every year to this month because I like making a joke post for Jeff's birthday. This year I put him on the front of the Titanic. Last year I had him at a furry convention. Your birthday. And we have two other friends who have a birthday this month. Varying degrees of phone calls there. One will probably be pretty.
There's Pef, Randall, me. Mm-hmm. BL?
Mercado.
Oh, yeah, Mercado. Mercado February. Yeah.
I think. Fuck, now that I said that, he may not be. I don't know. Do you know when my birthday is?
I sure do.
Say it. Say it out loud if you're not a coward.
April 13th.
Hey, that's my birthday, guys, coming up. Hey, what do you think about the idea of adults having birthday weeks?
I think it's fucking stupid. And I have good friends that, I mean, good fucking friends that do it. And I have like,
she be doing that shit, bro. I don't even know what to say, bro. I'm like, yo, chill out, dog. Your birthday is Tuesday. What do you think about adults making a big, because I, separate question though, because like she's just excited, she loves her birthday or whatever. I love her birthday, I love my birthday. It's cool because our birthdays go my birthday, then exactly 1 week later is 420, and then exactly 1 week later is her birthday. So we, and just
then it's your birthday again.
No, yeah, then the next week is my birthday again, then the next week is 420, and then the next week we both go to the hospital. What do you think of adults who take their birthday seriously?
Oh God, it is, I don't know. It's weird.
It's weird, right?
It's unnecessary. Yeah. Like, you know, when you get past like 18, I guess your birthday, it shouldn't matter
anymore. No, I think, look, I'm going to disagree with you there. I think 18, you're an adult and you can buy porn. 21, you can buy cigarettes and booze, and 25, you can rent a car. People always leave that one off, but do you know how fucking important that one is? Sometimes you need a car.
Well, I mean, we are going to dinner and stuff for my birthday, but it's
like, yeah, you know, I'm talking about people who hype up their birthday. Like, hey, boys, this week's my fucking birthday. Like, dog, you're 41.
But like my birthday, like, yeah, my birthday is more like, yeah, I'm like, we'll go have dinner and stuff. Cause I know it would mean a lot to Amanda to see, to go out for my birthday. It, you know, it's like, I feel like I'm doing it more for everybody around me that would like to celebrate it. You know what sure. I mean? Because it feels
you'll
good.
You'll still end up paying stuff. Anyway.
Well, not even that. It's just like,
no, well, that's it for me.
Hey, it's my birthday. So it's my birthday. So let's use this as an excuse for me to take you out because I love you.
Right. No. Oh, okay. So we're taking that angle. Yeah. No, I love her. I love to go out on my birthday and pay. that's a love thing.
Yeah, it's love.
I just think like, I don't know. You're going to be 39, right?
I'm going to be 38.
Oh, right. Because you were a senior when I was a freshman. I was adding 4 years, not three. I'm going to be 35. Yeah, you're going to be 38. So I think the true thing we should bring up is that both of us are about to be on the wrong side of 30. I mean,
I am on the wrong side of 30, you dumbass.
I know, but now I'm joining you. This is a weird feeling. I understand that you guys understand how time and age works, but there was a time when Doug was the only one in our group who could buy alcohol. But weirder than that, there was a time when Doug was the only one in our group who could buy cigarettes. This is a long running story, guys, and we're about to be grown ass adults. I still don't feel like a fucking adult. I feel like a kid who got let out on the candy strip or whatever they say about candy.
No, yeah, dude, I remember, well, it didn't even matter. Y'all motherfuckers had more cigarettes than I did when y'all were like 15 years old.
Because you bought them for us.
No, not even. I don't even know how y'all got them for the most part.
I remember Jacob. There's this dude named Jacob. And
this might be fucking. Nah. Cannon fodder has to make clips.
No. We'll save a bunch of good stories of his, but he was one of those dudes who would do anything for his friends unless he could get a laugh out of doing the opposite. So I've never really met anyone like him before. Genuinely loved his friends, but genuinely more than that, loved making his friends' lives hell. And there's that, and I'm not like, I understand that sounds complicated and confusing. It was complicated and confusing. He loved his friends, but he fucking loved putting them through hell just as much. And there was one time where he was like, if you come with me to Victoria, I promise you when you run out of cigarettes, I'll buy you a pack of cigarettes if you give me the money. And I was like, yeah, because he needed gas money. And he was like, come give me money so I can go meet this chick or whatever, and I'll buy you cigarettes when you run out. And I was like, cool. So I fucking go and sit at this chick's house for 2.5 hours while he does whatever he does with her while her kid is sleeping next in the crib. Okay. Ew. And he comes out running and he goes, we got to go drive. And I'm in this shitty Jeep Grand Cherokee, 93 Jeep Grand Cherokee with holes in the floor. I'm fucking flooring it and I'm smoking cigarettes and he keeps grabbing them out of my mouth and throwing them out the window while I'm saving his ass. And I pull up to the gas station. I'm like, please buy me a pack of cigarettes. And he fucking wouldn't. He just fucking wouldn't.
Wait, what happened?
I think she had a husband or a boyfriend or the baby's dad was arriving and he was like, we gotta go. And we were in, and I say this as someone who lived in the poorer part of Victoria. We were in a part of Victoria so bad, I've never seen it before or after. It was weird. We were in the cut, Doug. We were in the fucking cut. I've never seen it before or after, ever. Nothing ever took me to that part of Victoria ever again. Guys, we're both quiet because we both know that this could take such a different shape right now.
So I'm gonna say this.
You know what? Dude. Fuck him. He's not here. I don't even fucking have him on the internet anymore, and I really don't give a shit if we talk about him. We're never gonna say his name.
No, that's the thing though. It's like there's even more than that on this one. we might need to do some clipping in this, because I was like thinking about this earlier. We might have to redo this one.
Wait,
you
what?
Said a couple. Of, no. You said a couple of names and stuff earlier.
But nobody's going to be able to piece this together. And we don't need to. No. We said one name. There's no trick. Come on, bro. Come on.
There's another one that you said, and I'm like, I don't want that.
Come on, bro. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You can literally beep it. I know which one it is, and you can beep it, but nobody's going to use it.
Well, what we're doing right now, what we're talking about right now, we're definitely going to cut out.
Cut out?
Yeah.
What? We're gonna Why? This is fine. What we're talking about. This is fine. I don't think we need to cut it out.
Dude, it's just so much dead space in this episode and stuff, and like we're like, yo, that one name you shouldn't have said that.
No. This is fine. This is a good episode to show people how we interact for real. Right, guys? Right, customers? If you agree, leave an L down below. Hey, don't you fucking dare cut this episode up. Don't fucking do it. Don't do it. I don't even want to talk about it. No discussion. Don't fucking discussion, bro.
Well, I'm saying it for you mainly because you're like, I don't like that.
I don't give a shit. Put it up. Okay. I really don't care. Put it up. I love everyone and everyone loves me, and the people who don't love me don't follow me anymore. I don't give a shit. If I said any names you don't want me to say, we can beep them out.
No, you didn't. I'm fine with everything.
Then I'm cool. I don't give a shit, bro.
I just feel bad because I just feel bad the energy I put into the Harry Potter thing. I was
I knew there had to be something else. Don't trip, bro. You said what you felt. We love everyone. That's the thing. We wish there was more love.
It just bums me out that that's what it's like. It's like it bums me out because it's like the idea that somebody is going that has to be worried they're going to be penalized by the court of
opinion,
public opinion, because of a video game. It's
gross.
It's just astounding.
It's gross. And here's the thing.
And I feel bad that it's like it just sucked the joy out of my past 30 minutes. And it's just a bummer.
Well, you know what, Doug? We understand because it sucked the joy out of all our lives too when we realized we couldn't fucking promote or play this game on stream that we fucking waited our entire lives for. But I don't care. Because the thing is at the end of the day, I didn't see it. Did you?
I didn't.
I fucking believe it, though. I believe it. I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. Hey, do you ever watch his channel?
Who's?
So the guy who was the front man for The Darkness, Justin. Hold on. The Darkness. Justin. Did you ever? Were you into him? I mean, were you into The Darkness?
The band?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, so the front man was... So for those of you who aren't aware, The Darkness was a band that came out in the early 2000s from Europe who had this incredibly distinct 80s glam metal sound. And it was chef's kiss. It was more than an homage. It was a true... In my opinion, it was like listening to somebody who was... It was like when they found the Pentagram record and everybody was just like, what? It was like that. It sounded like they found a record from the 80s and it got big. So the song everybody would know is I Believe in a Thing Called Love. That shit stayed at number one for weeks. My favorite song was Get Your Hands Off of My Woman, Motherfucker. That's so hard, but you couldn't play that on the radio. Anyway.
It's so weird that you're saying this, man. A good old pal of mine from Atlanta, his name is Nick. He was the guitar player for a band called The Glass Ocean. He just recently passed away, and it was so heartbreaking, you know, to hear about it and like just seeing all my old friends from Atlanta just like grieving and you know what I mean? But one time I got on the tour bus with them and we drove from Atlanta to the middle of nowhere, North Carolina for like a crazy ass Christian metal festival.
Hellfest?
Like the cherry headline. Huh?
Was it Hellfest?
No, I don't remember what it was called. It's like in Mount Pilot, North Carolina. But anyways, and me and Nick just freaking like just partied the whole way up there, and he's like just driving, peeing in a freaking empty Gatorade bottle, giving it to me to pour out the window, blaring The Darkness, dude. And he just was like, he's like, people think this is a joke album because of that one thing that I Believe in a Thing Called Love, but he's like, this is a great album.
It's a phenomenal album, one of my all-time favorite records, dude.
And to everybody back in Atlanta, I hope if anybody hears this, I feel for y'all, and he's going to be he's definitely going to be missed. He was an amazing, amazing dude.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I've been disconnected from him for years, but still, it's just, it's,
no, it already sucks still to hear that. No. Yeah. Well, fuck yeah. We'll drink to that.
You're drinking.
I am. You do. I had a long fucking day. Retail's fucking shit right now.
I'm going to put up a couple of toys today.
Man, shit. Bro, you know what? Nah. I've drank enough to stop you right there. That is not the fucking way this shit goes, bro. I'm dealing with constant bullshit. I'm trying to keep an entire side of the store while it fucking drowns.
I'm trying to organize the troll doll from the
G.I. Joe's. I don't even work in toys, you fucking cocksucker. God bless.
Kid just comes up to me, is like, do you play Harry Potter? Because if you do, you're gonna burn in hell. And then you're like, dude, I'm not even in the Harry Potter section. He's like, you're fucking racist. Ran
off. Yeah, no, yeah. And it was a white kid named Billy, spelled B-E-L-L-E-I-G-H-Y.
Dude, no, his name was MacGuffin.
Oh god. I like that. That's a good joke. That's going to go over the heads of so many people who think the show is funny, but that's a good joke. Doug reads now. That's a word he would only get from reading. That's fucking wild. It's a wild, guys. I can't. No, Doug did not know what a MacGuffin was until he started reading. He got that from one of his books.
I read a book and it said MacGuffin.
Yes, Doug read some kind of fucking detective. Doug read some kind of detective story, and it told him what a MacGuffin was in literature, and he was like, "I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna fucking use."
I knew what a MacGuffin was from high school, dude.
From which class?
English.
Say the teacher's name.
Miss English.
Miss English. Dude, did I ever tell you about how I got away with being late to Spanish class for an entire year?
No.
So, no. I had this, it was my first period class, and I would always get there like 58 minutes into the class, which means there's like a minute left. And, the teacher would call me Senor Robertson. And, I had this belt buckle with the Virgin Mary on it. And every day I'd come in with a bag of donuts, and I would go sit in the back and put my head down and go to sleep until the bell rang. And finally she was like, I'm not going to get you in trouble, Senor Robertson. Your belt buckle is beautiful. Show the class. And I showed the class, and I got bonus points.
I thought you were going to say you would like wake up from your nap and she was eating your donuts.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Oh, and just for disclaimer, like when I was saying we had the custody, I was more tired because for everybody, customers and Sugma Nuts and Liquid Nuts have listened to this show for the past 3 years. We try our best not to say friends' names.
Well, that's and over. We're just
like, and I'm like, Jeff? I'm like just saying, I'm
we
like,
talk yeah, about I guess Jeff we have all the time, though.
I know, but it's just like, I'm like, yeah, but yeah, we've always, but you're right. We always say their names.
So. Say my name, right. Say my name. I didn't see it, but I believe you. Anyway, hey, guys.
So anybody thinks you're going to be getting some juice on somebody. So that's not it. We just tried not to say our friend's name.
I'm going
to
give you guys the juice like that kid who ain't natty.
Thanks for another episode of Minus Team, I Believe You. I'm Doug.
I'm Joel. If you click up here, you can watch last week's episode.
If you're over here, you're going to be able to subscribe and leave a comment below. Let us know how much you like us.
Hit that old like button and subscribe, you fucking cocksuckers.